Eager to join his friends for an early morning run, Simon Wolfgard, leader of the lakeside courtyard, hurried towards the Terra Indigene wolves, who were using trees and shrubs for camouflage, as they watched the paved road that looped the courtyard. Actually, they were watching the man who was riding on the road at an easy pace.
"It's Kowalski," Blair growled.
It was a soft growl, but the human suddenly scanned the area as if his little ears had caught the sound.
"On a bicycle," Nathan added.
"We gave him permission to ride on the paved roads,"
Simon said, a little concerned about their focused attention on a human they knew fairly well. Carl Kowalski was one of the human police officers who worked directly with the Terra Indigene to minimize conflicts between humans and others. Because of that, he had been labeled a wolf lover and had had his share of conflicts with other humans. The latest incident had happened the prior week when a car accidentally swerved and almost hit Kowalski while he was taking a bicycle ride before work. Because the Terra Indigene viewed that as a threat to a member of their human pack, Simon, Vladimir Sanguinati, and Henry Beauregard, members of the courtyard's business association, decided to allow the human pack to ride on the courtyard's paved roads. Simon had thought all the wolves had been told about the business association's decision, especially Nathan, who was the watch wolf at the liaison's office, and Blair, who was the courtyard's dominant enforcer. But this was the first time any of the humans had ventured to ride on a road that still had "Trespassers will be eaten" signs posted as a warning.
"Bicycle, Simon."
Blair's growl wasn't as soft this time. Must have been loud enough for human ears, because Kowalski started to pedal a little faster.
"Oh, bicycle."
Now Simon understood the real focus of the wolves' attention, the reason for their excitement. Humans had ridden bicycles up to the green complex as well as a few other places in the courtyard, and the wolves had been intrigued by the two-wheeled vehicles. But those instances had been about transportation to or from a task. This could be something else. "A game of chase?" Jane, the Wolfguard bodywalker, asked hopefully.
"Kowalski could be play prey," Nathan said.
"Does he know how to play chase?" Blair asked.
"He's a police officer," Nathan replied. "He chases other humans all the time."
"Doesn't mean he understands our game."
Simon thought Nathan's opinion of police work was skewed more toward hopeful than accurate. Still, they could offer to play. If Kowalski didn't accept, they would just enjoy a run. But
bicycle.
Simon really wanted to chase one.
"Let's find out."
The wolves charged up the road, Simon and Blair in the lead as they swiftly closed the distance between the pack and their play prey. But would they have a game? Kowalski looked back. His eyes widened, and he pedaled faster.
"Yes!
We don't catch, only chase," Simon said.
"He's fast." Jane surged ahead of the males, pulling up alongside the bicycle's back wheel in seconds.
"Don't grab the wheels," Nathan said.
"If you catch a tooth in the spokes, you could break your jaw or worse."
"I was listening when Officer Carl told the puppies about the dangers of biting wheels," Jane snapped, clearly offended by Nathan's unwanted warning. She moved up a little more, now in position to play bite Kowalski's calf. Kowalski glanced at Jane and pedaled faster. Instead of going over the bridge that would take them into the Hawk Guard section and commit the human to the big loop within the courtyard's 300 acres, Kowalski turned onto the road that ran alongside the Elemental's Lake, heading back toward the green complex. The wolves ran, maintaining their distance even when Kowalski slowed down while going up a rise. They took turns pacing the bicycle and pushing their prey to run and run, or pedal and pedal. As they reached the intersection with the courtyard's main road,
Kowalski swung left toward the Green Complex instead of turning right toward the Market Square.